Good evening, this is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street, Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2BFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening, what's up?
Oh, good evening, Jeff. Everybody else on that, we got a temperature of 58 degrees here on the mountainside. We got up to 69 today, and we're down to 42 overnight. I guess we're having Indian summer now through Sunday, so won't be having any fire going. I'll let that go out this morning, and no more wood stove burn until next week, the looks of it. Okay, that saves us some fuel, so very good. Mom went to the doctor. They had to take away two medications. They think we're acting on her at her age now and everything, so we'll see what happens. Meantime, God bless in 73, N2PFM clear.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in there. Have a good evening. And, yeah, this is a good time to save some money. So, all right, George, we'll catch up with you later. All right, N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff and George and anybody else is waiting to come in. This is N2OIQ here. All right, too much going on right now. This morning I went out and cut some of the wood in the wood pile and then mowed the lawn. And then tomorrow I got to take the truck up to Bynes Falls Tire in Boomville. Yeah, not Boomville, Bynes Falls, excuse me. Bynes Falls, get new tires put on that tomorrow. And then I just found out, the insurance company called me today and, agent, I should say. And my policy comes due here October 1st, but she said, I'm going to look up for more different insurance plans, cheaper insurance. And he used to say, holy smokes, she found an insurance company, it was at the Utica Mutual, half the price of what I'm paying now, so that's pretty good. And I had barrels and risk plan there for a while. Well, actually, 10 years, I guess. I had a few accidents back in the early 2000, and settled my insurance. It was really, really high. Anyways, she checked into another insurance company. She found one to take me, and and so, like I said, it's half the price I'm paying now, so that's a good deal. So, and then I was just calling out for pallets, for the wood pallet stove today, and I had some ordered, but I got a call today that said that the company that supplies them, they can't guarantee anything. The demand for pallets are really high right now again, and it's not even got cold yet, so... Anyway, so I called around and I, every place I call them, they haven't got any, they're waiting for the pallet, so. Put my name on a waiting list and hopefully, something comes along, so. Other than that, Jeff, that's it from here. We got 57 degrees and, you have a good day. A good evening. N2YQ.
Well, congratulations there on the insurance score. You know, there's a place there on Route 12, up by Alder Creek somewhere there, right before Alder Creek. If you were going towards Utica, it'd be on the left side, called the Hearth Shop. I see they got a few pallets there of, you know, quite a few pallets of pellets out there, so you might want to give them a shout. There's always Wayne Kirk there in Booneville too. He usually has some. So, good luck in your search here, Dan. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
C2WI.
KC2NBU.
KC2WI, KC2NBU. Okay, KC2WI, what's going on tonight?
Well, 58 here, and I'm going to shut the windows, I guess, pretty much, but I had everything open today and let the fresh air in. And unfortunately, I didn't really get out. I had the plan to, but didn't work out schedule-wise, and the last job, instead of being an hour, was three, so... I kind of got out there, you know, at 6 o'clock or something, and took a little walk after I left my all the customers. But I missed the. Well, I was out on the porch a little bit or something, but I missed the middle of the day. Like my original plan was to take off and take a couple hours in the middle of the day. So, oh well. Tomorrow is, I guess, going to be cloudy day. About the same temperature, but a cloudy day. So. I guess I'll try and get as much work done as possible, and try and get a couple days this weekend when it's or Friday when it's supposed to be really warm, relatively speaking. And other than that, I guess not too much new. I'm working on plans for the Northern New York simulated emergency test, and. I don't know how many people are going to really do that or not, but that's something we're planning for the Northern New York section. Once every quarter, we normally have a hospital emergency net, pretty much the whole northern part of the section. And so we're going to, we decided that we would do the SCT on the same night instead of just doing that. But I'm not getting a lot of response from people other than the two or three that we're talking about. I'm not getting a lot of response across the section, so I don't know whether to just say the heck with it, just do what I'm going to do, or make more effort to get the Aries ECs to respond. Kind of frustrating. But, you know, it's sort of, you know, it's my job, but it's not my job, so I don't know. I put a little effort into it, and then if there's no response, then that's the way it is. Other than that, not too much new going on, I guess. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, good luck with it, and thanks for checking in. All right, we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's up?
Got 56 degrees up on the hill here, and just finished getting my wife's car back together. Had to change the wheel bearing, and found some cancer inside one of the wheel wells. So it's all back together again. Time to upgrade, I think. Turn this one into a loaner. Over.
All right, roger that. Well, better to find it out now than when it completely falls apart or something, you know. So, all right, well, good luck with the ES search there, Ray. All right, this is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, just a work day, and cut up some of the trees here in the yard that we got laying down. Lifted up a few of them and kind of cut into sections, and then I only did that for about an hour or so. My exercise for the day. And I'm just back here working away on something, and that's really about it. All right, is there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
And 2PFM KC2WI. Oh, I guess he went. Well, okay, so if he heard me, I could ask him something. All right, and my God bless 73. Sorry I broke in, and 2PFM clear.
I was in the other room listening, but washing the car.
Okay, Roger, I'd like to speak to you after the night, and 2PFM.
Okay, KC2WI. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Dan, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KC2WI from N2PFM.
K2WI.
Okay, your message, I had... I'm going by your place just about 3 or a couple minutes after I given you a call, but I guess you were out on a job or something at the time.
Yeah, I was up at customer up at Chase Lake for about 3 hours this afternoon. I thought it was going to be maybe less than one, but that's okay. I made money. Tomorrow, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I'll probably be here in the morning, I think. I'll be in and out anyway.
Okay, that's a Roger. I'll give you a call in the morning when I get up then.
Yeah, talk to you later. KC2WI.
Roger, God bless 73. Then 2PFM clear.
Greatly appreciated. N2FIR is cleared. Back to 17.